This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are four different levels of dhikr, and I'm going to go through the different four levels. Each level is going to get higher than the last, okay? And each level, the new level I'm going to mention, is going to be better than the previous one. So as I'm saying this, I want you just to say the phrases with me so you can remember what the levels of dhikr are. So the lowest level of dhikr is when the tongue is moving but the mind is absent. What did I just say? When the tongue is moving but the mind is absent. This means that a person is, for example, they are, you know, saying something in their salah like Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Their tongue is moving with the praise of Allah, but the mind is totally absent. The tongue is moving by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, but the mind is absent. For this, you will get reward, but you won't be drawn closer to Allah. You won't draw closer to Allah. You won't feel that closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay? But you'll get the reward. You know, I don't know if you've seen some people, they sit down with a pair of beads around, and they start to rotate the pair of beads, and they're still rotating and they're talking to someone at the same time. I'm kind of thinking that, what in the world is going on, right? What are you doing? Because the thing is, when we are in the dhikr of Allah, we're supposed to have our minds connected. Now, don't get me wrong, you'll get reward for this type of dhikr. So anytime you've done some dua, you've actually stood in salah, you've done some tilawah of the Quran, but your mind wasn't present with Allah, you will still get the reward. Don't get me wrong, you'll get the reward, but you won't get the process, the main purpose of our dhikr that we do in this religion, that main benefit you won't get. So now, that was the first level, which is the tongue is moving and the mind is absent. The next level above that is when the tongue is still, so the tongue is not moving, but the mind is present. Okay, so the example of this is that I just merely think Allah is watching me. I'm not moving my tongue with anything, but I'm just thinking Allah is watching me. Or I'm just thinking of Allah's creation. Right? So, for example, I'm thinking of the stars and I'm amazed at, you know, how Allah created all of that. I'm looking at the mountain, the ocean, I'm looking at Allah's earth, I'm looking at the clouds, how Allah has suspended them in mid-air. And I'm looking at how Allah Azza wa Jalla has created so much of His creation. I could be sitting with a pomegranate in my hand, just opening up and looking inside and saying how wonderfully Allah has designed that pomegranate inside. I'm just thinking of that. I'm in the dhikr of Allah. I'm now in the second level of dhikr. I get reward for this, and I also come closer to Allah through this. And I also have a massive process happening inside, which I'm going to explain to you in a little while. There's a huge process that happens. So let's quickly go over the two different levels. What's the lowest level? When the tongue is moving, but the mind is absent. What's the second level, the higher one? The tongue is still, but the mind is present. So, you know, you're just looking at something amazing Allah's created. How many of you have actually, you know, stood in front of a mountain and thought, wow, subhanAllah. How many? Put your hands up. Oh, the rest of you get a passport and get out of London and start traveling. The thing is, when you're in front of something like that, it's amazing. And you look at something and you think, wow, Allah is so magnificent. Now, you're in the dhikr of Allah. Okay, now we're going to go a higher level. This one is even better. This one is the third level. When the tongue is moving and the mind is present. Okay, what did I just say? When the tongue is moving and the mind is present. So here is, when I'm in Salah, for example, I'm reading Surah Fatiha and I'm also just thinking Allah is watching me. Or if you know the meanings of Fatiha, if you know the meaning of Subhan Rabbil Azim in Salah, you're thinking of exactly what you're saying. Or by the least, you just think I'm in front of Allah, I am praying. So the tongue is moving, Subhan Rabbil Azim, and I'm thinking Allah is watching me, or I'm thinking that, you know, my Lord, you know, He's so wonderful, the most great, Subhan Rabbil Azim, okay? Or I'm reading my Quran and I'm doing it just for the sake of Allah, I'm thinking of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or I'm doing some tasbih, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, and I'm thinking of Allah. And Subhanallah means how wonderful, how amazing, how glorified, how perfect Allah is. Alhamdulillah, and I'm actually thanking Allah, but I'm also thinking of Allah at the same time. My mind is not absent. Or I could be making dua, my tongue is moving, and I'm thinking, I'm saying this to Allah directly. My tongue is moving, my mind is present. With this, you get reward, and you have a massive process happening. You certainly start drawing closer to Allah. And this is, you know, this is really good dhikr. Okay, any form of worship, tongue is moving, mind is present. You've now got, you know, you've got a lot of reward, and you're also drawing closer to Allah. The highest level is, the fourth level, okay, is when the tongue is moving and the mind is present, and also I'm saying it from my heart, and I'm doing it with ikhlas, I'm doing it with sincerity, I'm doing it just for the sake of Allah. This is the highest level of dhikr. Okay, so we can sometimes do dhikr in a gathering with others, that's fine. But when you do dhikr alone, when you are remembering Allah alone, and when you're doing it just for Allah's sake and nobody knows, and you know, you don't want anyone to know about it, this is the highest form of dhikr. And in fact,
La ilaha illallah.